This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Molly Vandenberg is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Molly.
Thank you so much for having me, Mason. I'm so happy to be here.
So for this week, what was number five?
Coming in at number five is a pretty fun one. I'm not sure. Are you a foodie, Mason?
Oh, I love food. Not going to lie.
Then this will be a trend for you. This is the world's best restaurant. The list came out this week. People were very excited about it. Although I will say that if you're interested in number one, you would have to make a trip to Italy. It is called Osteria Francitana. I'm sorry for my pronunciation there, but it's in Modena. And my favorite thing on the menu is the fact that the crunchy part of the lasagna is something you can order.
Now, is this the Michelin list, like new Michelin star restaurants, or is this a completely different type of thing?
This is a different type of thing. Essentially, a number of culinary minds got together, they put together this list and said, you know, here are 50 restaurants that you might want to give a try. But I can say that there's also one maybe in your own backyard in Chicago, actually.
Ooh, which one's that?
It is called Alania. Have you ever heard of it before?
No, but I want to now.
Yeah, that might be one to check out, so maybe something to do this weekend.
What was number four for this week?
Coming in at number four was the summer solstice. And so a lot of people know it as the longest day of the year, or more excitingly, the first official day of summer. And so that happens because the Earth's axis is tilted. So we in the Northern Hemisphere face away from the sun for 6 months and toward the sun for another 6 months. And so this day happens when the North Pole is at its closest point to the sun, giving us, you know, extra hours of daylight. Did you take advantage of those?
Absolutely. And it was so hot this past week, too, in Chicago, but I loved it anyways.
I'm right there with you. You know, I never mind the heat because I just remember how terrible the winter was, so I try not to complain.
What was number three this week?
And coming in at number three was another masterpiece, possibly from the Carters. Beyonce and Jay-Z, who are definitely hot topics always, really took off this week because they released an album together. And it was called Everything is Love. And people were really interested in learning more about it, hearing the tracks. They actually do have a track called Summer. So if you were looking for a way to celebrate the solstice, you could have done it this way. And people really got interested in their music video that was filmed in the Louvre. Did you happen to see it?
Yes, and I loved it. That was so good.
I thought it was amazing. And so we saw a lot of people interested in what it takes to film in the Louvre. And what I can tell you is that it is very expensive.
So did they have to get special permissions? Because I imagine they don't let everybody do music videos.
Yeah, not just everyone. So according to the New York Times, about 500 shoots typically take place in the Louvre on a typical year. But the Louvre has a policy for these sorts of things. And as of 2015, it had stated that to shoot a short film or a music video with some interior and exterior shots, it would be around 4,500 euro, which is about $5,200. And the price only goes up from there if you have additional cast and crew. So I can only imagine.
Yeah, right. That's a lot of money right there.
Not within my budget. I can tell you that much.
What was number two?
Number two is really one that, you know, has been taking the search world by storm, and that is the World Cup, which is always a really exciting time. And we see this a ton of interest in this globally because people just have such pride in their teams. And I know that I really enjoy watching it, even though I'm not really a soccer fan. Have you taken a watch at any of the games recently?
No, I haven't, but I've been trying to figure out who's the favorite to win, and I don't really understand what's going on.
I'm with you. There's a lot of games. I find it a little bit overwhelming, but there are some really fun stories coming out of it. And one of my favorite teams is the Icelandic team because, you know, they're a very small nation, and so it's a big deal that they're in the World Cup. And in fact, in one of their games that they played, of the people that were watching TV in Iceland, 99.6% of those people were watching the World Cup game.
That's almost everybody. Was the U.S. in the World Cup too or no?
Unfortunately, the U.S. did not qualify for the World Cup this year, so that kind of leaves us without a clear person to cheer for. But what I can say is that a lot of people around the U.S. are particularly interested in watching Argentina. We see a lot of interest in that. You know, they're a big favorite. People expect them to do really well. So people, regardless of what nation they support, are definitely tuning in.
So what was number one?
And coming in at number one was definitely a big news item of this week. We saw a lot of search interest around the immigration policy in the U.S. as people, you know, heard very heartbreaking stories about families separated at the border. So we saw a lot of interest in that this week. And what I will say is that in these situations that can be really tough, one thing that I always find somewhat reassuring is we see a lot of how to help queries on Google. But this week, when we looked at the top how to help queries, most of those queries are about how to help immigrant children or separated families. So definitely an outpouring of support that came this week.
So I'm a little curious, can you help at all? Or is this one of the things that it has to be the lawmakers who do something?
I think it's definitely a combination of both. So there are definitely a lot of funds and different things that you can donate to that attempts to aid a lot of the experiences that these children might have. So that's definitely an option. But of course, a lot of this is a result of laws that are in place. But we saw the executive order come through on Wednesday that President Trump signed that, you know, should mitigate some of the effects of this and at least keep families together while their immigration situation is being handled and sorted out legally.
On a lighter note, what's the most watched YouTube video of this week?
The YouTube video, you know, harkens back to one of our trends here. As I said, World Cup, definitely a big deal. And so we saw the highlights from the game from Poland versus Senegal. And so this was a big one because it was actually an upset. And I love a good underdog story. So this is pretty fun. And Senegal beat Poland in a surprising upset, and it involved a few other kind of controversial soccer things with an own goal where someone accidentally scores on themselves and a controversial call by a referee. So it's one to check out. It has over 6.8 million views as of right now, so a lot of people already have.
Well, that's cool. Well, thank you so much, Molly, for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Mason. It was so much fun, and it was a pleasure to be here. Thanks again for having me.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.